catalytic converter thieves from Springfield make their way to East Providence. St. Patrick's Day Road Race in Holyoke, Authors Traffic, and now the beleaguered Springfield Courthouse faces a sewage backup. Let's get to work.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is St. Patrick's Day, March 17, 2022. So get your corned beef and cabbage on the fire and pour the green beer. Now, this holiday is celebrated around the world every year on March 17, marking the anniversary of St. Patrick's death in the 5th century. He was kidnapped and brought to the country as a slave at the age of 16. He later escaped, but eventually returned to Ireland and is credited with bringing Christianity to the people there. Well, it is the Day of Irish Lore, as we mentioned, that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. And to commemorate this in Western Mass in Springfield in 2022, Mayor Dominic Sarno, the Springfield St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee, and officials will celebrate Irish heritage with a morning St. Patrick's Day Mass at Sacred Heart, followed by the raising of the Irish flag at City Hall on St. Patrick's Day. Following the flag raising, the mayor and Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management Director Pat Sullivan will visit the seniors at the Hungry Hills Senior Center at noon for their St. Patrick's Day celebration. St. Patty's weather for today, mostly cloudy, some showers. High of 56, wind southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 43. The winds west-southwest, 5 to 10. Ultraviolet index at 2, humidity 65%. Well, three men from Springfield and Chicopee are facing numerous charges after they were caught red-handed stealing the catalytic converters off of several tractor-trailer trucks in East Providence last weekend. All three men ran off but were eventually taken into custody. Police said troopers found 14 catalytic converters inside the abandoned vehicle, all of which have an estimated value of $1,500 apiece. The suspects, identified as Jose Vasquez, 27, of Chicopee, as well as Nathaniel Vasquez, 26, and Roberto Jordan, 24, both of Springfield, have been charged with 6 counts each of larceny, over $1,500, and injuring or tampering with vehicles. The Holyoke St. Patrick's Day Road Race, a tradition. Here's what happens to the roads. Here are some closures. High Street at 7 a.m. from Lyman Street to Dwight. Maple Street from Lyman Street to Dwight. Chestnut Street, Lyman to Dwight. Hamden from Elm to High. Now, at 9 a.m., Lyman Street from Chestnut to Front Street. Hamden Street from Elm to High. At 12:30 p.m. today, Maple Street from Lyman to South Street. South to Maple. Northampton to South, Westfield from Northampton Street to Homestead, Homestead from Westfield Road to Cherry Street, Cherry Street from Homestead Avenue to Northampton, Beach Street from Northampton Street to Hamden Street, and Hamden Street from Beach Street to Maple Street. Shuttle bus rides will be available from the HCCQ lot and the Mater Dolorosa parking lot at Lyman and Chestnut from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More trouble and general mess for the Springfield Courthouse. Now the sewer is backing up into it. Really, this is true. A spokesperson for the Hamden County Registry of Deeds office, the backup, which has been an issue since Monday, is on the fourth floor of the building and is causing sewage to leak from ceiling tiles onto offices on the second and third floors of the building. Now, this comes just days after a group of lawyers suing to have the courthouse closed released a report on mold inside the building, saying it is toxic and potentially cancer-causing. Trial Court of the Commonwealth, which operates the courthouse, says the building is safe after doing their own study. The trial court does not plan to replace the structure with a new courthouse and will instead be moving forward with a comprehensive rehab renovation plan, so they say. This includes roof and a new HVAC system. And at the moment, this is where the matter stands. Well, the Springfield mayor has his own thoughts on the courthouse mess. Here's his quote. After consultation with City Solicitor Judge John Payne, who's very knowledgeable with the continued environmental issues at the Roderick L. Ireland Courthouse, and HHS Commissioner Helen Calton Harris, Springfield does not have any jurisdiction or authority over this state building and trial court matter, which has thoroughly frustrated and aggravated myself, Solicitor Payne, and Commissioner Calton Harris, by the trial court's lax and time-sensitive inaction. My administration has met twice with First Justice Kevin Maltby and Clerk Magistrate John Gay to discuss how we swiftly address the COVID-19 pandemic by retrofitting all our city and school buildings, parks, buildings, and recreational management, Director Pat Sullivan, Commissioner Calton Harris, industrial hygienist Bob Kirschner from O'Reilly Talbot and Ocon Associates, and myself discussed with First Justice Maltby and Clerk Magistrate Gay on how our retrofittings of our municipal buildings went above and beyond the ASHRAE standards to protect the health of our city workforce and the public, with continued routine preventative upkeep maintenance being the key. My administration will continue to take the bull by the horns by offering to work with the trial court officials, with my chief development officer, Tim Sheehan, to assist them to facilitate finding temporary public and or private space to relocate their court operations in downtown Springfield ASAP. Bottom line, here is the more and more information brought to my attention about the situation at the Roderick L. Ireland Courthouse. It is abundantly evident short-term action must be undertaken immediately, not in 2024, and that a new state-of-the-art courthouse needs to be built ASAP right here in the downtown Springfield vicinity. Again, those are the words from Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno. And I'll leave you at this point and wish you a very happy, safe, and healthy St. Patrick's Day for those who are Irish and those who are honorarily Irish on this celebratory day. Take care of yourself. And I will also add in closing that today, Dan Shepherd would be 101. Happy birthday, Dad, wherever you may be. So thank you very much for being with us on Pioneer Valley Radio, our next new program Friday morning, up online throughout the day and night, and available to you whenever you have a chance to hear it at your convenience on demand. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
Proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.